Oh, and you're standing here a very disappointed man after losing a game late on tonight that there didn't look like there was going to be a winner at times this evening.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably as disappointed as we've been given what we've put into a game. I mean, Leeds, as you know, are flying at the top end of the table. But I would suggest anybody that was there tonight wouldn't have known who was flying at the top end of the table and who was obviously looking to get points to start moving up the table. I don't think Jason Steele has a worthwhile save in the game. And at the time at 0-0, we were the ones always putting great balls into the box and just missing out and getting that final touch to put it by Rob Green in terms of the crosses and the headers and such forth. And then we've been caught with I've got to say a wonderful finish from the lad. It looked at a tight angle, but we've been caught at the back post with a 2v1. He's took a great control and it's a fantastic finish. Credit where credit's due. But again, we picked ourselves up, got really going, get a great equaliser, get back in, and then had a fantastic chance to get in front. And but when you don't, you always leave yourself open to that possibility of being punished. And where and from, I've got to say, a corner. That's when that focus, that concentration, all the stuff we talk about. Because what you've got to make sure is if you can't win the game, you make sure you don't lose the game. And we said that, it's such a valuable lesson that to be learned. And we've shot ourselves in the foot with 2 minutes to go and give you a mountain to climb and not enough time to get back in. And so that's what's disappointing, that's what's hurtful, because we put enough into the game, certainly believing, getting points from the match, there's no doubt about that.
Does this serve as a sort of real warning to the lads? If you don't do your jobs correctly, right the way to the final whistle, you'll be punished. And Leeds United, whose confidence is sky high at the moment, will punish you.
Yeah, they will. And they were backed by an unbelievable support. They came in their numbers and were vocal and got behind them. And obviously they're trying to drive them on. So, we get all that. But you're right. That's when you've got to make, whether mentally, physically fatigued late on in games, that's that concentration, that focus. Make sure you're matched your man, you're doing your job, you get a block on it. You don't have to win the header, you just make sure he doesn't win it. And that's the bit that we need to see through, because when you do that, that results in points and it starts moving you up where you want to be. So there's no doubt, as I said before, that's when that focus, that concentration has to apply itself, because when it does, it results in you getting points and winning games.
You don't need me to tell you that you need to win games at this stage. You've got Queen's Park Rangers at home, followed by Rotherham away. They are two massive games for this football club, aren't they, that really you can't think about losing, can you?
No, I think you're right. I think every game, I came in tonight desperate to win that game and believing we could, and that'll be the same. We have to go very simply and make sure we're ready for the biggest game of the season, which now becomes Saturday, and take that in its merits against Queen's Park Rangers, who have done well against this season, and make sure we're ready to win that game. And when you do that, all of a sudden the picture can change very quickly, but we have to be ready to be the ones that change it. We have to be the ones that can, as you say, you control your own destiny. And we've got to make sure that, as I say, the margins that we're now out on the right side of. You look at that tonight, that's not about shape, it's not about organisation, it's not about tactics and anything else. That just comes down to that individual error, that lack of concentration that we're paid dearly for.
I think it's fair to say that there's some disgruntled supporters, bearing in mind the result tonight, which you can understand, and bearing in mind yesterday and January finishing with certain people predicting exactly what happened, that Ben Marshall would go on the 31st and there'd be no time to replace him. You must be so frustrated that it turned out and panned out like that, Owen, because you've been clear with us from the 1st of January, I want these players and I need them in as soon as possible.
Yeah, listen, I've said before, I've been on record and I've said it quite clearly. And, those players that we had in mind to try and get to the football club. And obviously, with Ben Marshall, I was very clear on this as well, that the best thing for everybody was that Ben Marshall was allowed to go. He was out of contract in the summer, we'd received no compensation for it. And obviously that deal was agreed yesterday, whatever time it was. And Lucas Jal coming in on loan from Sheffield Wednesday. And then obviously later on I tried to get Effie Ambrose, and that we await news on the on the work permit with regards to, I think that's the issue, whether it's transferable from one country to another. So we seek clarification on that. Hopefully that's okay. But really, that's where we are.
Is this squad better now than it was at the 1st of January? Or is that debatable?
I think, no, there's no doubt. Fit Effie Ambrose is a very good defender. Tommy Hoban will be on his way back as well. Lucas Jal, obviously Marvin Emmons is back with us, who's already with us. So they'll certainly give you different attacking options as well. But of course, it's like anything else, you always want to strengthen every area. And we've probably not been able to do that.